Maybe what I'm going to do, just relax, keep your eyes closed. Now, I can kind of do a talking meditation for a while and then a more absorbing meditation. I can tell you some things that you can experience while I'm talking. To have a happy mind, or rather a mind that feels at home, that has a sense of well-being, a sense of shanti, just peace. The mind itself, as though it is its own person, it needs to feel loved, appreciated, respected, given the benefit of the doubt. We're always trying to get that from other people, or want to be around people who care about us, who love us, who respect us, who give us the benefit of the doubt, and know that we're doing our best, that we're a good person, that we're well-intentioned. In that type of environment, we can feel very relaxed, happy, at peace. But we can also depend upon the environment to give us that. So now I'm just talking about us within samsara, within this world. The attitude you have toward your mind, toward your unconscious, toward your emotions, toward your problems and your worries and your insecurities, the attitude that you have makes all the difference in the level of confidence or relaxation in your mind. If the attitude or the inner voice is very critical, and that's the case for many, many people because they grew up in a critical household, or if you have anger towards your mind, toward your thoughts or your insecurities or your so-called failures, that you even use the word failure. And that's so often just because of the environment you grew up in. So as a child, you internalize that and you take it with you through your whole life and what's up instant about it. So learning how to be an inner friend to your mind, to your worries, to your thoughts, to your emotions, to your hurts, to your feelings. Creates an inner happy home. Because instead of criticism or anger or condemnation, there's somebody who's really and truly on your side. In reference to our life in the world, our children, our mate, our partner, our good friends, our students, our employees, just all the day-to-day, you find yourself having all of these capacities of friendship and giving the benefit of the doubt and kindness. We have all of it. Not all the time, but we have it. We know how to be that way. But somehow, being that way to others makes perfect sense, and we have that value, but we don't even consider, or doesn't enter our mind, to be that way, to have that attitude of care, of friendship toward ourselves. Toward ourselves, here I mean self in the relative terms of your mind, your body, your emotions. And once that's discovered, in some ways it's the discovery of a lifetime. It changes everything. I know for myself, I know for so many students, I know clients that for in practice, therapy practice. This little thing is not little, it's absolutely fundamental. Think of a little baby growing up and taking its first step and then falling on its little bottom. How as a parent, you'd be so excited and helping it to try to take two steps if it was in the mood for that. You'd be patient. Can you imagine being angry because your little baby didn't take two steps? Or maybe it should have taken five steps? If you're a normal person, that won't happen. We have to have that kind of love and attitude toward the unfolding of the flower, the unfolding of the rosebud, of our emotional growth, of that beautiful maturing process in the light of our knowledge. That's what we call sadhana, but there's an attitude that's fundamental to any type of sadhana, the kind of inner work we do on ourselves. It has to be there for that inner work to be effective or helpful and not just another traumatization. So maybe we can even have during this 2 weeks or for however long you're here, just as an ongoing sadhana. Internal sadhana is invoking toward your mind, your feelings, your emotions, your reactions, your so-called shortcomings, an inner friend. Inner friend doesn't mean one who says, oh, that's all right, go ahead and be angry and mean to people, go ahead and be miserable, I'm your friend anyway. It's not about that. It's about understanding and trying to help. And being kind and giving us all a chance to grow. If I'm giving myself a chance to grow, to mature, to live up to my values, I would say instead of live up to my values, to grow into my values, to grow into my knowledge. If I look at that as a little baby growing up into an adult, to have that kind of patience, we're not forcing, trying to rip the little rosebud open, but enjoying the process itself. Having shraddha, having faith, the process that we're undergoing now as mumukshus, as people of knowledge, that process is really Ishwara, just like the blooming of a flower, is Ishvara. It's natural. The process is natural. Even on our commitment to and our growing commitment. There's our commitment, there's our growing commitment. That also is natural. We find ourselves more and more engaged in that commitment. That is natural. And so for the buddhi, to support my mind, to support that process, my very knowledge, my very understanding should be such that it supports with love and kindness and appreciation the benefit of the doubt. It supports that process that blooms and unfolds over many years, not in 5 months or 6 months or how about 2 weeks. No. And the more clarity I gain in my knowledge, the more my attitude toward the mind, toward the unconscious, toward hurts and pains I've brought with me, provides more and more of a loving, happy home that allows that process to take place unimpeded. Not rushed, but unimpeded. We have internal voices from childhood that can be authoritarian, little dictator inside, angry, harsh, critical. And we can watch during this period of time, and it'll become just natural throughout your life. When those kind of voices, critical in one form or another voices, come up and ruin your inner home, it's at that time that voice becomes a sadhana. Just something simple. Hey, we don't have to that's how we were talked to when we were young. We don't have to talk to ourselves in that way anymore. And then say something positive. Or you can have some simple little thing. No, wait, let's not be like that. Let's be like this. Whatever works for you. And you just continue to watch your mind relax and feel that it has a beautiful home inside. Whatever problems are there, we'll take care of it. Whatever things we have to work on, we'll work on those things. This sadhana is fundamental. It's kind of at the root of all the other sadhanas. And we learn from that, which we'll work on a little later, but just to throw it out for now. I treat myself how I would want to be treated. I would want others to treat me. I treat myself with that kindness. And then, of course, others would love to be treated like that, be given the benefit of the doubt, to be kind, not harsh. To be helpful, to want to help. If I don't treat myself like that, if I'm harsh on myself, I'll be harsh on other people. If I'm critical internally, I'll be critical externally. And so the inside is the outside is the inside. We kind of know the outside. We don't know how to work on that. We'll be working on it this 2 weeks. But right now I'm interested. Let us be interested in the inside. So just letting your body relax in a comfortable position. Become just aware for a moment of your eyelids. You can just gently half open your eyes and just let the upper lids gently close down upon the lower lids. So there's no stress or tension in the eyelids. It's as though the eyelids, even though they're closed, your eyes feel open, no tension in the eyelids. They just gently are resting on the lower lids. It's kind of a sensation of the eyes being completely open, but the lids are closed over them. And again, letting the body relax. Let your tongue relax in the middle of your mouth. It's not any pressure in the tongue. And feel your mouth and cheeks just making a gentle half smile like you'll see on the deities, the Murtis in the temple. Just experience that gentle half smile. Feel your face and neck, the muscles relaxed into that gentle half smile, the eyelids very gently resting. Just a simple, relaxed posture with the relaxed eyelids and the gentle smile, very gentle smile. Posture that the deities and the temples assume in the meditative pose. That's not a physical, it's a physical symbol or a physical posture of the truth of your own nature. The Atma doesn't have, from its own perspective, it doesn't have a body or mind or sense organs. It indwells, of course, and that it is the truth of your body, mind, sense organs. But the body, mind, sense organs are often taking a physical posture of emotional stress or strain or hurt or discomfort or agitation. When you take this type of a posture with that gentle smile and very, very relaxed eyelids, that is the expression within Maya of the self. Letting go of all of the tension. Letting the body just be a beautiful instrument of Ishvara. The focus of your buddhi, the gentle focus is just on your own being. The being that becomes yourself, that becomes much more dominant as your body relaxes into nature, into the creation. the true self of the body, mind, sense organs, becomes more and more dominant. As you let go, relax and let go. Any stress or strain in the body or mind. Having the relaxed eyelids, gentle smile. Just gently turn your focus just toward you, toward your own being, the me, the one who is here, conscious being that is me, my own presence. Relaxing. Just gently focusing on your own presence. And throw out some words defining it that made your nature. I want you to just notice. Just your own presence, the mind, if the mind is thinking or having feelings, just let those be, it doesn't matter. Just gently focus on your own presence as your body is relaxing, the mind is relaxing. Yourself is completely peaceful, your being. Quiet, deeply peaceful. Totally unruffled. Yourself is very strong. Not with muscles, but unflappable, immovable, totally uncritical. Nature, it is your inner friend without speaking, without doing, just you, just your being. You are Abhayam, fearless. Your nature is free from fear. You cannot, by your nature, cause fear in others. Nor is there anyone there to be afraid of others. trustworthy. No matter what trouble I'm in, too, myself is always there, non-critical, non-judgmental. It will receive me in any form I come to it with. Letting your body be the body, your mind be the mind, giving it the freedom and the love of a happy home, the respect. Just dwell, just dive into kind of the sanctuary of your own presence, allowing all experiences to be as they are, recognizing yourself as not harmed or affected by them. The mind, the buddhi, having that security, the security of my presence. Learns to be a voice for myself, for my being, who I really am. As your buddhi with knowledge and with sadhana unwinds, from the hurts and pains caused by not knowing myself, Shanti, shanti.